Good morning, everybody. This is Cathy Duffy, Senior Community Support Worker for Devon Insight, and welcome today to our telephone speaker event. I'm delighted to be able to introduce Kayra Dodds and Anne Clayton from Living Options. I would just like, before we start, to say that as we move out of lockdown, we have reached the point where we are at our last weekly telephone speaker event, but we will be moving these calls to a monthly basis. As you know, these calls were put in place as one of the measures of provision that we provided during the COVID-19 lockdown. And now we are on the pathway out of that. We need to spend time refocusing on opening up our services and planning how we can do that in a safe and measured way. So our next telephone speaker event will be on Tuesday, the 25th of May, same time, same telephone number, but I will be sending out invitations. So I would like to thank both Kayra and Anne for taking the time to join us today from their very busy schedule. And on that note, I will hand over to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Cathy.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you very much for inviting us. If I start, my name's Kayra, and I work at Living Options Devon. I'm the counselling lead. So I'll just tell you a little bit about our charity, and then Anne will take over from me and tell you about the services that we offer, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit more about the counselling service, and hopefully you'll go away knowing a bit more about us, and if you have any questions, we'd be happy to take them. So Living Options Devon is a charity based in Exeter. So we were set up 30 years ago. We had our 30th anniversary last year, and it's grown from just one employee to now more than 50 employees and lots of volunteers and so on. And our aim is to champion the needs and rights of disabled people and members of the deaf community throughout Devon. And actually our reach is wider than Devon. We cover lots of other areas in the southwest as well. Perhaps what sets us apart from many other organisations is that we're user-led, which means that 78% of our trustees have a disability themselves, a third of our staff, and 70% of our volunteers. And we believe this puts us in an ideal place to understand the needs and, you know, understand the barriers that disabled people face in their day-to-day lives. So through our projects and our services, we aim to empower people to live the lives that they want to enjoy independence, to gain employment and to know their rights and find the courage to voice these rights. And through doing that, we hope to achieve our mission, which is to ensure that people with disabilities and deaf people have the opportunity to live the life that they choose. I'm going to hand over to Anne now, and she's going to tell you a bit more about our projects and our services and how we achieve these aims. Thank you, Anne.
Okay, thank you, Kayra. So my name is Anne Clayton, and I actually manage the Time to Talk project, which I will be talking about. But I'm going to first just give you a little bit of an idea of some of the other things that we do through Living Options. So if you get in contact with Living Options, the first place you'll come to is our hub. And that is where people will talk to you. They will find out more about what it is that you want and need. And then they can signpost you to the appropriate place, either within the organization or, if appropriate, to outside of the organization. So the hub is kind of the central point that where people come into first of. We have a website where there's a lot of information about all of the different projects that we have, and that has been recently upgraded. So there's we had a completely new look website, and so that is now has lots and lots of information on it that people can access to try and find out more about our services, but also about other services that are available to support them. Within living options, we've got lots of different types of focuses for our projects. So an example of that, and probably one of the widest ranging geographically, is our Countryside Mobility Project. And that's about helping people to become, to get more active out in the countryside, or should I say more able to get out and about within the countryside through the use of large, beefy, what we call trampers, so they're very large, beefy mobility type vehicles. And that covers the whole of the southwest, so Gloucestershire, Dorset, Cornwall, Devon, all points in between. We also have linked to our Countryside Mobility Project our heritage ability. And this is very much around working with heritage sites, again, across the southwest, to help them to become more accessible for people who are visiting their sites. And so we've been working with different locations to help them to develop the information that they provide and the different types and accessible information, ways that people can access that information. So that's something that's been ongoing for a number of years now. And we do training, we've done training with these organizations to also provide them with disability awareness training. We have the See Here Centre, which is based up in North Devon, and that supports people with visual impairments and or hearing impairments. We provide very similar services around access to equipment and information and advice about different types of equipment that can support people. We also do talks, and we'll do talks about different aspects of having sight and hearing loss. So we cover the North Devon end of Devon, and we work closely with Devon Insight around supporting people who have a visual impairment. We have our Devon Disability Network, and this is a collection of people coming together, enabling people to campaign and be involved in developing the support services that they need. So this is a forum where people can come together, and we have people from all over Devon who are involved in that Devon Disability Network. And that has, we have a Facebook page for that, so people can communicate with us that way for within the network. We also have our Living Options Devon Keep Active, and this is about supporting people with disability or long-term health conditions to get active and to keep active in both body and mind. So we have a DVD that people are able to access, which is around exercises, but we also are looking at, have weekly videos around Couch to 5K and doing, we have a dedicated webpage called 5K Your Way, which is about people being able to access support with keeping, getting or keeping fit. We have Time to Talk, which is the project that I manage. And this is a confidential, free confidential listening and support and advice helpline, and that's for people with disabilities, those with long-term health conditions, and or for deaf people who use British Sign Language. So we have a telephone support line And we, through that, we've talked to people. It can either be on a weekly or a fortnightly basis. We're not the sort of typical befriending service. The purposes of the phone conversations we have with people is about helping them to become less lonely and isolated by linking in with what's happening within their local communities. So we don't, everything that we offer through the listening and advice line is done remotely. We don't go and visit people. But during the COVID period, we have moved more towards providing more of a befriending chat with people who were feeling lonely and isolated and weren't able to easily connect with other people. So we have that, and then we have the phone line runs Tuesdays to Thursdays from 10 till 4 each of those days. We provide video chats by variety of different means, Zoom, Facebook Messenger, FaceTime, all sorts of different ways. So for those people who prefer to have a video chat, we can provide that as well. And that's particularly important for our deaf service users, because that is provided in British Sign Language by volunteers who have a high level of knowledge of British Sign Language. Through the confidential helpline, we're giving people information, we're giving them advice about where perhaps they can go for support, we make referrals through to other services, we will signpost people to other support or services that they might need. We deal with a whole range of different things. We don't sort of have particular focused areas as some other organisations might have, but we are not specialists in, so for example, we're not specialists in finance or we're not specialists in benefits. For those kinds of services, we would signpost people on to other appropriate services for them. But we are there to have a chat with people, to talk through the issues that they have and to help them to sort those issues out. We have, we used to at Living Options provide a PA service, and we used to do that on behalf of Devon County Council. We no longer provide that service. That is now provided in-house by Devon County Council. So if anybody is seeking a PA, then they can find that through Devon County Council. But if they want to contact us and would like some support and help with that, we can do that. But also we can provide information about how to access that information accessibly from Devon County Council. Other things that we do within Time to Talk, we have our chat and share sessions. We run a weekly Monday evening quiz night, and that is run over Zoom, but people can either come in via video chat or they can phone in. That is we host it, but different people from within the group will take it in turns to do the quiz. So we have quite a broad range of quiz subjects, and some are easy, some are more challenging sometimes. I'm always told off, actually, because I'm always told I do the most challenging, so I have to be very careful. We also do a coffee morning, and that's on a Thursday morning, 11 o'clock. Again, that's a video, but also a phone-in option, and that's for people just to have a bit of a chat with things. We will probably be moving towards theming those as we start to move further out of lockdown. At the moment, we're still planning to run those weekly, but again, as we move out of lockdown fully, then we will be reducing those down. But at the moment, they're still running weekly. We work with a life coach, and she's able to work with people on specific issues that they might be wanting to address. So that is, there might be a goal that they particularly want to achieve. It could be around maybe they need some support because they're looking to get back into employment. Maybe they've got some kind of relationship change that's going on and they want some support around that. It's very, very broad, the things that the life coach will work with people with. So if anybody is interested in life coaching, then we can refer them through to the life coach, and then she can talk through the appropriateness of what they want to achieve with them, in terms of whether she's able to support them or whether it needs to be somebody else who might need to do that. We provide to deaf people deaf counselling, and that is provided by my colleague Justine. And then we're linked to Kyra and the counselling service that she provides. So I'm going to hand over now to Kyra to talk a little bit more about what she does in the counselling service.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
I'll just tell you a bit about the counselling service, which is relatively new for Living Options. It's something that we've wanted to provide for a long time, and it came about through COVID, when it was recognised that lots of people were feeling isolated, and weren't able to access some of the services that they wanted to. So if I tell you a bit first, counselling is a bit about counselling. So counselling is a talking therapy which helps people to grow a greater awareness of themselves and the world around them. It's completely confidential. Currently I lead it, so the counselling is with me. I provide a safe and confidential space, and it's built on a relationship of trust and understanding. It's not at all directive, so I'm there to listen and perhaps offer a different perspective, which in turn empowers people to make a positive change in their lives, and to maybe move towards an understanding of issues that have happened in their past or are happening in their present. The sorts of issues that people might come to counselling for could include anxiety and depression, bereavement, trauma, relationship issues, addiction, self-esteem issues. They're many and varied. So we provide counselling for anybody with a disability or a long-term health condition, or sensory loss. It was recognised that lots of people with disabilities or sight loss weren't able to access counselling because of various barriers in their way. So this may not just be physical barriers, but I also believe that at Living Options we're well placed, as we have an understanding of the barriers faced by disabled people. So we have two very lovely new counselling rooms which were just built in the summer. So they're in our offices in Exeter, which we're based in Marsh Barton. They're completely accessible. They're on the ground floor, with parking and so on. So we have that. During the lockdown, I've been working mostly on Zoom or on the telephone. As we move out of lockdown, I will start seeing people face to face again. But I've recognised actually that lots of people seem to prefer to speak to me on the phone or via Zoom. So I leave that completely up to the client. So at Living Options, we provide free counselling to anybody with a disability or a long-term health condition. So the process would be, if somebody wanted counselling, they can self-refer. So they would contact Living Options and then I would contact them to book them in. So it would start with an assessment session where we just get to know each other, followed by 6 free sessions. So that would be completely directed by the client. I tend to see people each week, but some people prefer to attend a session maybe once every 2 weeks. So that's mostly it. I think I try to create an environment where people feel safe and understood. And hopefully it's something which will empower people in their daily lives and makes a positive impact on their well-being. So the only people that I don't see are people with perhaps a serious drug or alcohol abuse problem, or people that are perpetrators of abuse. But apart from that, I'm open to working with anybody who requires counselling, and I feel privileged to be able to offer free counselling to anybody that requires it. So I think that's mostly it. So yeah, thank you. I'll hand you back to Kathy.
Okay, that is lovely. Thank you. I think kind of it would be useful at this point. You have answered all of the areas and questions that were submitted. So I kind of think it would be useful to open up the call at this point and see if there are any kind of queries or questions that people may have about your services. Just waiting for that. Perfect. I think we're there. Okay, that's lovely. Is there any questions or queries that people may have that they would like to ask of and Kara?
Hello, Kathy. It's Anne.
Hello.
Have you given out a phone number for contacting these people?
Oh, good point. Not yet. Could you provide that for us?
Would you like me
to tell it to you now? Or? Yes, that would be really good. People haven't got the opportunity to write that down or make a note of that, then they are more than welcome to call us, and we will give out that information at kind of any point they need it, obviously.
Okay, so the number for our main hub is 01392, and then it's 459-222. And that will take you through to
that.
Yes, it's 01392.
459-222.
Perfect. Thank you.
Would you like the number for the direct line for the time to talk as well?
That would be useful, thank you.
Okay. So for time to talk, it's 0300 303 3691. So I'll say that again, 0300 303
3691. That's lovely. Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions or any queries that they would like?
It's Tracy here. I've got a question, actually. I don't know whether it'll be Kyra or Anne, probably maybe a mixture of both of you, but I sometimes work with people who are in social housing and their accommodation no longer fits their needs, and they're looking mm-hmm. for an advocate. Is that something that you can help with at Living Options?
We do have an advocacy service, but its focus is on the health and social care and care packages. Unfortunately, we're not able to offer advocacy around housing or rehousing.
Okay.
We do have people that we have been supporting through Time to Talk, where we've kind of supported them to get in contact with the housing departments, and we've kind of walked the walk with them. For some people, we've been able to perhaps just keep an eye on accommodation that's coming up and available. This is mainly around people who are actually homeless and who don't have access to any other way of finding that information. So we have on occasion been able to do searches on the Devon Home Choice. But it's not as we're not able to provide that advocacy because that's not our role within Time to Talk, and also within our advocacy services, they're very, very specific to the service that we're asked to provide by Devon County Council.
Great, thanks, Anne. And you mentioned care packages and kind of social need. Is it possible for you to give an example of how you may support somebody? I'm guessing, is this helping somebody have an assessment of needs and what have you, or?
Yeah, so I mean, so for example, in some instances, somebody might, when we're talking to somebody, we might realise that actually, perhaps they're not getting any support from Devon County Council or from other services. So we'll have a conversation with them. We might then either give them the number for Care Direct so that they can make their own contact for an assessment, or we might make that phone call on their behalf if they're not able to do so. But we're very much about empowering people to be able to do things for themselves. But we can certainly have conversations with people and help them if they're not sure what to do, or if they're not sure how to go about doing things, then we can have those conversations with people to help them do that.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Okay.
Are there any other questions people would like to ask of either Anne or I'm going to say your name wrong. Is it Kyra?
Kyra, yes.
You know what I keep going to say. okay. Anybody else have any questions or queries? Okay, one thing that I was just going to ask myself, mm-hmm. as I predominantly cover South Devon, but also Torbay, mm-hmm. can I just clarify as to whether your service also covers Torbay?
Yes, we do. We cover the whole of Devon, Plymouth and Torbay for the Time to Talk project.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do. We don't have a, you know, so... It's the Big Devon.
The Big Devon. Yeah. I like the
Big
Devon.
Devon.
My life would be so much easier if everything was Big Devon.
Yes. So we do work across. And, of course, we have, have good links with the sensory team across Devon and also within Torbay as well. If I just explain a little bit about how we how some of the people come to Time to Talk, is that we get a lot of people who are referred through to the service by other people, mainly by professionals, but it can also be by family members or friends. Yeah. The number that I gave is a free phone number, so you don't need to be referred into the service. Anybody can contact us. If they want to have support, and then we will then look at the appropriate support that we're able to provide, and as I said, perhaps signpost on. So, for example, if somebody needs help with things like PIP or around things to do with DWP, then that would be referred through to Citizens Advice. Because we're not trained to have those conversations with people, and it's not our area for expertise.
Yeah.
But other things, I mean, we talk to people about so many different things, it's really hard to give examples, because actually everybody presents with a different set of things that are, sort of issues in their lives or things that they want to be able to talk about.
Yes, okay. And that, you know, people's lives are multifaceted, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So that's not a bad thing at all.
Yes.
And problems or difficulties don't just impact on one area of life.
No, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we have any more questions
Tracy again, sorry.
Hello, Tracy.
A question for Anne about the time to talk service.
Yeah. Is
there any finite time to how long you can support somebody with this service, or is it open-ended?
We don't set a finite time. At the moment we're having quite a phone call with people.
The time I put it on, the lady.
Sorry.
Hold on, we've got some background noise here.
So we've got. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. So remind me what I'm talking about.
It's the length of the time you can offer support.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so, the idea is that we're supporting people to kind of move through and either find support within the local areas in terms of, or things that they can do within the local areas, or to find the support that they need around the particular issues that they have. We have some people we have been supporting for probably well over a year now, and maybe even longer. We have others who will come in, we'll provide information for them because we can do research and find out stuff for them. We give them that to them and they go and they're fine, they don't need any more support from us. During lockdown, I think it's fair to say that we've moved much more into more of a befriending approach, where we're having sort of regular weekly, fortnightly or monthly calls with people. And we are hoping that some of those people that we've been supporting through the lockdown will be able to go out and do more things, because obviously there will always be a capacity issue if we're talking to the same people all the time. So we do try and help people to help themselves and then move on to other support or other things that they can do. But we don't set it like it's a 6 week or a 10 week or anything like that. Sorry, that was a very long winded answer.
No, thank you. Okay, do we have any other questions for either Anne or Kara? Okay, well, I kind of that was really interesting, and it is wonderful the different levels of support that are available to people from your service, and that's a lot of information there. If people need to contact us, just with a reminder of those contact numbers for Living Options, that's absolutely free. Please, for you to do that. So obviously give us a call at Devon Insight for that or any other needs that you might have. Our number is 01392 876 666. That is 01392 876 666. Last chance for anyone to bring up kind of any comments, any queries, any questions that they may have. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, Anne and Kara, I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to come along today. It's
absolute
been really,
pleasure.
Really useful to kind of learn more about your services and what support you're able to offer people is kind of fantastic. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
We do.
Yeah. No, the pleasure is ours. So thank you. I would highly recommend that people that want to learn some more information either contact Anne and Taylor direct,
or give us a call and we can forward on those details. I would just like to remind people of the message that I gave at the beginning of this call, that this is our last weekly call, but we will be continuing on a monthly basis. It would be really nice if people had any ideas or kind of areas of talk that they feel would be of interest to them or of use to them. If they would like to give us a call and just let us know those ideas would be fantastic, particularly because we want to shape the calls around what they feel is important and what information they are looking for. So, you know, that would help us make the whole talk, telephone speaker events, more user-friendly and shaped around their needs. So that would be fantastic if people had any ideas. I will be sending out an invite to everyone to the next talk and support group. I'm just looking for my date, which is on the 25th of May. So I will send out invites for that. Just because people will be used to the weekly telephone events. And if they're anything like me, if I don't put it in my calendar, then it's gone. I have to write notes and write things down on my calendar every single time. Okay, so unless there's any questions that people would like to ask Anne or Kayra or myself, Tracy or Louise at Devon Insights, anything people wanted to ask from Devon Insights before we finish this call?
Kathy?
Hello?
When I did the art course, we had the lady who did the boat building. She was a really good speaker. Excuse my scales, I guess.
Okay, and, so much do I love you. Right, so art course.
Yeah, the lady who had the boat did the boat building. She gave a really good talk, which if you could get her to speak like over the phone, it was really, really interesting.
Okay.
It was about half a dozen of us who were there and listened to it.
Okay, Tracy, can I just ask, do you have those contact details?
I can get them, and we can sort it out after this call if you like, Kathy.
No, fabulous. Okay, that's lovely. Thank you, Anne.
And the other person who people might find interesting is the lady from the library who talked about getting the library books on your phone. I know somebody else goes up to the Sidmouth Library and gets other types of forms of talking books, but and I think probably a lot of people don't realise that you can get books from the library you can listen to.
Super.
That would be Carol at Sidmouth Library. Again, I've got Carol's details. Yeah.
It is really, you know, it is really important. I mean, we can kind of like look at lots of different speakers, and we were so lucky during COVID-19. When we set up these calls in lieu of our talk and support groups, which obviously couldn't happen, and we were so lucky to have some really, really great speakers that were relevant for right across the Devon area, because we've got people from all different areas of Devon joining us. But it's important. It is really important that the speakers that we are booking are speakers that are relevant and important to our people who are joining us on our call. So that's fantastic, Anne. Thank you. Okay, well, on that note, I'd like to wish everyone a lovely day. Hopefully you've got as much beautiful sunshine as I have down here in Brixham. It is absolutely glorious.
No.
And let's hope everybody else is able to enjoy the sunshine. So thank you to everyone for joining us on these weekly events. I have really, really enjoyed them and learned loads from them myself, and I hope that has been the experience for everyone else. So in lieu of that, I'd like to once again thank Anne and Kira, for joining us today. I apologise so much. I've got a friend called Kira and I just keep saying it. I rule my brain. Hopefully catch up with you all again in May. Obviously, myself, Tracy and Louise are available. We have provided a service all the way through COVID-19 and continue to do so. If there's any support, advice, information that we can help you with, then please give us a call on our Devon Insight number, which I said earlier. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us today, and hopefully we will catch up with you all soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.